In Christ Jesus, our greatest help in time of need, dear fellow redeemed. How do you feel about nightmares? When we think about what a nightmare brings, it's never a pleasant thing. As we look at our text for this evening, we'll see a similar nightmare to what the disciples went through. Our text is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, just verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." This is God's word. Please be seated. And so we pray, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's probably no doubt that all of us have had a nightmare one time in our life or another. It's never a pleasant thing to wake up in either cold sweat or stiff from being afraid of what was about to happen. It's true of any nightmare. What makes it a nightmare is the fact that we don't have a deliverer. We don't have one immediately there to help us out in that time of need. Something or someone to protect us. It's helpful when we look at the surrounding context of this one verse for our understanding this evening, to understand the nightmare that the disciples themselves were going through. We see here from verses 25 and 26, it was in the fourth watch of the night that Jesus went to them, the disciples, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. Our theme for this evening, as we look at our Savior's hands, is hands that protect. We'll look at two parts of that as we see our Savior's hands are ones that give us courage. Also, as we know, our Savior's hands truly give us the upper hand in life. Can you imagine, after Jesus had placed those disciples in the boat to cross the Sea of Galilee, he had gone off to take time to rejuvenate and pray to himself up on the side of the hill, that they had gone out to sea and that storm came and blew. And we understand that these disciples were professional fishermen. The storm was so bad that they feared for their life. So much so that in the superstition of those days, so often like we see today, they thought that Jesus was a ghost. Talk about a nightmare to live through. Recognizing that at any point, they thought that they could die, they could drown. Maybe they even thought that this ghost coming to them was the Undertaker himself. Wondering what would happen, we see what the verse before our text reads, that immediately, as the disciples were crying out in fear, Jesus calls out to them and says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." See, that's what our Savior does for us all the time. When the winds and waves of life beat against our lives, Jesus immediately calls to us through his word, "Do not fear." It's important to remember what the disciples had been going through. They've been paddling against these waves all night. And we see the fourth watch, Roman Standard Time, it was like 3 to 6 in the morning. And they've been working for a long time. And then they saw, as out of some horror film, this ghost, but truly Jesus, walking to them to give them comfort, to give them strength, to calm the storm that they were facing. So our Lord immediately calms his disciples' fears, those who follow him, those who trust in his mercy. Are we not in a similar boat in life? The world around us tends to build up the things that we focus on, the things of the cares of the world, whether it be our lot in life, the money, the possessions that we have. Focus on those things. And when those things get out of control, when your physical body starts to break down, rather focusing on those things, what does our Savior teach us? To focus on Him. We look at Peter, what he did in our text. As soon as he heard the Lord, "It is I, take heart, do not be afraid." Peter's great faith says, Lord, if it is you, let me come to you on the water. Peter trusted what his Savior could do in the time of need. And the Lord permitted him to do so, as we see. He said, come. In the verses following, Peter had come down out of the boat and he walked on the water to see Jesus. When we look at Peter's courage, we don't have to look much further than last week as we read about what Peter would go on to do, not only in the Garden of Gethsemane, but before the fire in the courtyard, where he denied the Savior three times, just as the Lord had predicted. Peter had said earlier in Matthew 26 that even if all fall away, I will never deny you. Was Peter's faith one that we'd want to follow? It was one that doubted the Lord and was really humiliated by following the Savior. James talks about this as well in the epistle, where it talks about if we're asking for wisdom, the true wisdom and knowledge of God, we shouldn't ask in a doubting way, because we know that the Lord will give abundantly. James goes on in 1 verse 6 saying, let him ask in faith without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. We look at our Savior's hands, we see what he provides for his disciples. The knowledge that his hands truly protect. So you see with our text, what did Peter do when he was walking on that water? What do we so often do in our own lives when the winds and waves crash against us? We focus on the waves rather than the Savior, and our faith begins to sink. But take heart, because just as immediately did the Lord call out with comfort, it says in the verse after our text in verse 31, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, well, you have little faith, why did you doubt? See, that's really the understanding for us this evening too. Not only does our Savior's hands protect us, but they also give us the upper hand in knowing that even when we doubt, even when we fail, even when we sin, even when we're drowning in the despair of how we've disobeyed our Lord, immediately our Savior's word reaches down to grab us, to pull us back up, to give us the comfort that we need in this life. And therefore we see our Savior's hands through his word gives us the upper hand in life, the knowledge about who our Savior is. So many people today say knowledge is power. What do they mean by that? As a Christian, we can say that truly knowledge is power. Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. When we look at this text here, we might look at Peter and ask the question, well, was it fortunate or unfortunate for what happened there? Well, for Peter, at first, we might say it was definitely an unfortunate thing that he doubted the Lord. But what a fortunate thing for us to see the example of Peter, whom he also uses the lesson to learn something from, to teach us as well. Peter, in his first letter, wrote, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As we see that Peter doubted so often in his life, he reminds you and I as Christians, as believers, to set your hope fully on the Lord. Don't doubt. Don't sink. Don't wonder if the Lord's hands can protect you or not. Because just as Peter sank in the Sea of Galilee, the Lord's hands were there to pick him up, to save him. No matter what thing we face in life, no matter what challenge or struggle, our Savior's hands are there to do that for us as well, to give us a hope and a confidence that he is with us no matter what storm we face. Now, this isn't the first time I've preached this text before. It was rather interesting because when I was in California, following the service where I was talking about the same thing, about Peter's doubt and trusting the Lord, we were going down Highway 85 south to visit some friends just 15, 20 minutes away, and there was a big steel ladder in the freeway. It wasn't actually that uncommon for things to be left in the freeway all the time in California. But that steel ladder, the van in front of us ran over the top of it, kicked it up in the air, the tires blew, that van went off the side of the road. There was another van next to us, and that ladder came up and hit that van in the windshield, and thankfully no one was hurt. after we'd stopped and after we'd gone to visit our friends, it was just a short visit, we started to head back north about a half an hour later. And you might think, well, that whole story is about God's hands of protection. And yes, we could say that is true. But what is really interesting is that a half an hour later is when the first police car showed up. What if our Lord's response time was the same? What we see from our text is so true is that our Lord responds immediately to all of our needs. It might not be in the way we expect or hope, but He always answers our prayers. He's always here with us. He's always there to protect you, no matter what you have going on in life. When we look at our text, we see verse 31 and 32 following. Immediately Jesus stretched out His hand and He said to Peter, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" How often is it when we're trying to encourage other people in life where we say, don't make God too small? In other words, don't pretend that God can't handle whatever situation you're going through. Are you having financial problems? Are you having relationship struggles? Maybe within your marriage or with a family member or someone at work, with your children. Don't make God too small and say, well, He can't help me. He can't protect me during this time. He can't build up my faith. Because God can, because we believe and trust that God can do anything. We believe that His hands work for us. And His hands are ones that protect us, our life, and our faith in Him. Isn't that why we're here this evening? To hear about our Savior's hands and all that they've done for us. How He went to the cross to offer up those hands for our lives. The Lord gives us great courage and powerful knowledge and understanding all that He does and continues to do for us every day. The knowledge of His response time that it's immediate, right away. And we don't have to worry if we begin to sink in doubt or despair. Jesus had encouraged His disciples. He had given them the upper hand, really preparing them for these storms that they would face. The storm on the sea, the storm when Jesus would be handed off to be crucified. And you can bet that the Savior continues to prepare us for whatever storm we face in life. Because that's what He does as our loving Savior. That's the promise He's given to you, that I will never leave you or forsake you. My hands will always work for you. Jesus had encouraged the disciples there on that sea, calming the storm, pulling Peter out of the mire, of the waters, the drowning in despair. And He empowered Peter for the unthinkable, just as He so often does in our lives. Gives us the reason, the hope, the strength to continue on, the courage that we won't fail if the Lord is right there with us. Believe it. Know that the Savior is there to protect you, to guide you and comfort you no matter what you do. It's no wonder that Jesus responded to Peter and to us when we doubt. Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt? The Lord reminds us again this evening to trust in what He has done for us and to really see that His hands are here to protect us, to give us a comfort that He is here not only to die for us, but to rise and live for us. Just as He did in the past, just as He did as we see in the account today, and just as we know He will do every day of our lives. That is a hope that we can rest fully on and trust in. As we look at what our Savior's hands did for us this evening and continue to do for us every day, we recognize that He is the one who has delivered us from the nightmare of our sin and given us that hope of eternal life. Yes, our Savior's hands are truly one in which we want to give thanks and praise again in the songs and hymns and spiritual songs, not only this evening, but every day the Lord blesses us with in order to serve Him with our hands and to share this glorious message of what our Savior's hands have done for us. May the Lord bless us in this work of service out of thankfulness to Him and all He's done for us. The Lord be with you. As we know that He is. Amen.